WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Developing emotional control through mindfulness. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when your boss gives you a tough assignment, and suddenly you're knee-deep in stress sweats. Or maybe you get caught in traffic, and bam, road rage takes over. Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, we can actually learn to manage those emotional roller coasters and steer them towards calm waters. Now, mindfulness might sound like some fancy spiritual practice reserved for yoga gurus, but it's actually way more accessible than you think. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a busy highway with us zooming by at lightning speed. Mindfulness is like stepping off the highway and taking a moment to observe the traffic, the scenery, everything around you without getting caught up in the rush. So how does this help us control our emotions? Well, when we're mindful, we become more aware of our emotional triggers, those things that tend to send us into a tailspin. We start noticing the physical sensations that come with each emotion. The tightness in your chest when you're anxious, the heat in your face when you're angry. This awareness gives us space between the trigger and our reaction. It's like hitting the brakes before we crash into emotional overdrive. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you embark on this journey of emotional mastery to mindfulness. 1. Embrace the now. It's easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past, but true peace comes from being fully present in this moment. When you focus on your breath, your surroundings, even the taste of your coffee, you ground yourself in the here and now. 2. Observe without judgment. Our thoughts and feelings are like clouds passing by, ever-changing and transient. Don't judge them as good or bad. Simply observe them with curiosity and acceptance. Think of it like watching a thunderstorm. You wouldn't try to control the rain or lightning. You just observe its power from a safe distance. 3. Practice regularly. Just like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small, even 5 minutes of focused breathing each day can make a difference. You can meditate, walk mindfully, or simply take a few moments throughout the day to check in with your breath and sensations. 4. Be kind to yourself. Learning to manage our emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more centered than others. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge the challenges, and keep practicing. Remember progress over perfection. 5. Find what works for you. There are countless ways to cultivate mindfulness. Experiment with different techniques, guided meditations, yoga, journaling, spending time in nature until you find what resonates with you. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you're in a meeting and things get heated. Someone throws out a challenging idea and suddenly you feel your blood pressure rising. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to breathe deeply, notice the tightness in your chest, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary feeling. You can choose to respond calmly and thoughtfully, rather than letting anger dictate your words. See how mindfulness helps you navigate those tricky situations with grace. Remember, emotional control isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about learning to manage them constructively. By practicing mindfulness, you gain the power to observe your emotions without judgment, respond more skillfully, and ultimately live a calmer, more fulfilling life. So go out there, embrace the present moment, and start cultivating that inner peace. I encourage you to share this episode with someone who may benefit from these insights and leave a review if you found it helpful. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoicism. Until then, stay balanced.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.